And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2015. 1875, on this day, the opera Carmen appeared on stage for the first time at the Opéra Comique in France. The audience shocked by the characters of Carmen, a gypsy girl, her lover, Don José. Georges Bizet died of a heart attack just 3 months after the debut. It was on this day, 1923, Time magazine was first published. Still the most widely read weekly news magazine in the world, though circulation has declined since the late 1990s. Still, about 20 million Americans read it every week. 1931, on this day, the Star-Spangled Banner became the official national anthem of the United States. Written by Francis Scott Key toward the end of the War of 1812, he put his poem to music, the song To Anacreon in Heaven, a barroom song. The Star-Spangled Banner competed with My Country, 'Tis of Thee and Hail Columbia for ceremonial uses. The U.S. Navy was the first to adopt the Star-Spangled Banner officially in 1889. The White House recognized it in 1916, and in 1931, Congress made it official. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, published on this day, 1802, Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 2. The moonlight was attached to the work years after Beethoven died. Beethoven himself thought of it as a reflection on death, sitting at the bedside of a very sick friend. And it's the birthday of the host of This American Life, Ira Glass, born Baltimore, 1959. He was 19, college freshman, looking for a summer job, got an internship with NPR, despite the fact that he'd never listened to public radio. Became a producer of All Things Considered, then moved to Chicago, 1989. 6 years later, launched This American Life. And it's the birthday of the poet James Merrill, 1926, New York City, son of the co-founder of Merrill Lynch, a trust fund boy, never had to worry about money, author of many collections of poems, including The Changing Light at Sandover, 1982. Here's a poem for today by Robert Lax, Greeting to Spring, Not Without Trepidation. Over the back of the Florida basker, over the froth of the Firth of Forth, up from Tahiti and Madagascar, lo, the sun walks north. The first bright day makes sing the slackers, while leaves explode like firecrackers. The duck flies forth to greet the spring, and sweetly municipal pigeons sing. Where the duck quacks, where the bird sings, we will speak of past things. Come out with your marbles, come out with your croup. The grass is as green as a Girl Scout troop. In the mall, the stone acoustics stand like a listening ear for the Goldman Band. At an outside table where the sun's bright glare is, we will speak of darkened Paris. Meanwhile, like attendants who hasten the hoofs of the ponies who trot in the shadow of roofs, the sun in his running will hasten the plan of plants and fishes, beast and man. We'll turn our eyes to the sogging ground and guess if the earth is cracked or round. Over the plans of the parties at strife, over the plains in the waiting north, over the average man and his wife, lo, the sun walks forth. Robert Lax's poem, Greeting to Spring, Not Without Trepidation, from his collection Tertium Quid, published by Stride Publications, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.